Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin with the voices of students across the world. University protests that were triggered by the war on Gaza now growing into a chorus of disenchantment with governments and leadership across the globe. It's just over a week since students at Columbia University began demanding their schools divest from Israel. Students at Columbia, Harvard, Georgetown, MIT, and George Washington University followed suit. Protests spread from the Northeast to campuses in Michigan, in Texas, and in California. And now they've gone global at University College London and in Paris at Sciences Po University, and even all the way to the University of Sydney in Australia. And it's not just students who are getting involved. Protesters camped outside Germany's parliament are being told by police that they need to leave. Demonstrators showing support for Palestine set up dozens of tents outside the Bundestag. Police say that the group has been repeatedly violating restrictions put on the camp, which has been there for nearly 3 weeks. Well, all of these protests are tied to Israel's war on Gaza and what has actually been happening on the ground, whether it's the occupied West Bank or the Gaza Strip. So let's go to Rafah now in the Gaza Strip. 51 people have been killed in the past 24 hours. A premature Palestinian infant who was rescued from her dying mother's womb after an Israeli airstrike has now died. Our teams had reported on the newborn, her name, Sabrine Al-Ruh Judah. She was pulled out alive moments after her pregnant mother was killed. Sabrine's home was hit by an Israeli airstrike on Rafah on Saturday. An international aid organization says Israel is deliberately preventing a ship carrying aid and international observers from reaching Gaza. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition says Israel has created what it calls an administrative roadblock to stop the vessel from even leaving the port in Istanbul. The ship will now go through further inspection, delaying its planned Friday departure. UN experts are demanding its safe passage and unimpeded access to Gaza. And after more than 2 years of war, Ukraine is struggling to recruit new troops. It has recently passed a law lowering the conscription age from 27 to 25. But on Tuesday, it went further, issuing new passport rules for men abroad. A joint Russian-Turkish ceasefire monitoring center in Nagorno-Karabakh has shut down. Russian peacekeepers were deployed to the region in 2020. That was under a ceasefire deal, which halted 6 weeks of fighting between Azeri troops and ethnic Armenians.
On the Inside Story podcast, is the right to protest under threat in American universities? The police have cracked down on students for demonstrations against Israel's war on Gaza, but the anger is spreading. How will protests play out in an election year in the US? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.